Tom Panos, John McGrath, Million Dollar Agent. We're closing down. Easter is just around the corner, Johnny. It has come so quick. Christmas, Good Friday's here. And I've got to say, John, the 27th of March will be the biggest real estate auction day I've seen in recent times. John, I've never seen so much stock book, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, to be auctioned on that day, the week before Good Friday.
Yeah, and Australia, New Zealand wide, Tom, it's just been such a tremendous period. I know at this time last year when we're all sitting there wondering whether, you know, we had to close our businesses or what was going to happen, and now we're sitting there staring at, you know, in almost every major part of Australia and New Zealand, some of the strongest markets. The bidding has been crazy. The demand for property, the prices have been driven up. So, you know, let's hope it keeps going, because I guess it's kind of good for our industry in a way. But if it doesn't keep going, we'll deal with that as well. But I think today it was interesting because you and I were talking off camera or off tape, and we're talking about, you know, how in real estate, I think unfortunately agents make it so much harder than they have to. It is hard today to buy a piece of real estate for most people. And I think it's hard partially because agents make it hard and partly maybe because there's a bit of legal and red tape around it. But I just want to have a chat today with you about, you know, how can agents make it easier for people to buy and sell? So, you know, I just wanted to kick it off for me and just say, you know, let's look at the buying side. You know, what are the things that frustrate buyers on the buy side? Well, it starts with price. You know, I have this thing and I beat the drum every single week and on many of these podcasts about prices and price guides and keeping the price disclosed. A lot of agents still have this view. God knows where they learn it. Don't tell the buyers the price. Let them guess the price. They have to ring me up and get the price. Then I'll get the buyer inquiry. They have to come to the open. It is so outdated. Near every household is now dual income. People are busy. They're raising kids. They got Saturday sport. They've got two jobs to keep. They've got a house to run. And agents are kind of arrogantly sitting there thinking, and I heard one the other day in our brand, and I was so frustrated because a good person said it, but just I had to adjust their thinking. And they said, oh, yeah, but, you know, that's where I've always got a lot of my good buyer inquiry is by not having a price guide. I said, man, that is so outdated. People are sitting there frustrating, saying, what a jerk this agent is. Four listings, all in the area that I want to buy. None of them have a price. Now, obviously, I know Queensland's got some legislation that's preventing it, but I'm talking to people that are able to display a price. So, you know, I think straight talk, price guides, just some of the simple things you can do as a starting point, Tommy, to make buying easier.
So, John, on that point there, one of the biggest challenges agents are telling me about time management and coping with the large number of realestate.com and domain email inquiries that are coming in. And I have to say, there is a lot of buyer energy there, John. And on certain listings, we're talking about thousands of inquiries coming in. And agents are saying, how do we manage all the inquiries? It's overwhelming. We want to put staff on. It's too much. We can't get back to them. And I ask, you know, what's the most common thing they ask? And they say, oh, the price. And then you say, well, isn't there ways that you could actually do that? For instance, autoresponders, or even maybe having the price guide on the marketing material. And then they sort of look at you, oh, can you do that? Like, I mean, just some, you know, dinosaur thinking, like it's some big secret. Oh, well, if we put the price guide there, they're not going to ring and then we're not going to get the inquiry. Yet on the same hand, they're saying, oh, we can't get back to the inquiries.
Well, REA did a survey a few years ago, and the statistic was 54% of people will move straight past or bypass properties that have no price or no price guide. So, you know, not only are you not getting the inquiry you think you're going to get, but you're actually losing good inquiry on that specific listing. So I just think, you know, agents have got to learn to give people straight talk when they ring up and they say, Tom, what are you thinking? And say, look, we're thinking it's going to be around 1819. I'll give you the last three comparables. I can send them to you if you like. Make it easy. Give me the information so I can make a prompt, informed decision so I don't miss out on the property, so I'm mentally prepared and I don't go on a wild goose chase getting all sorts of reports done only to find out that the reserve was $400,000 above the price you quoted me. Even though there's law around that nowadays, it still seems that some agents are very, very loose around it. So I think the first thing is price information upfront, price guides. And nowadays, with the internet being the dominant search mechanism, you know, you can change price guides. So as the demand goes up or even comes down, you can adjust the price guide up and down. And in days where print was, you know, dominant, that was a bit harder, to be fair, because there was a lag time in adjusting. But you can do it very, very easily today. The other thing was, you know, things like pest and building reports, because I interviewed Michael Dowling recently and I looked at his listings, and he did 96 sales the first 6 months, so he's on track to do close to 200 sales in the right area. And I said, Mike, how many of your properties have price guides? He said, pretty much 100%. Occasionally one client doesn't want it, but 100%. And I said, Mike, how many of your properties have pest and building reports? He said, 100%. Totally committed. So, you know, again, pest and building reports, imagine you're a buyer out there and you've been to four auctions and every single one you needed to get a pest and building report, the time, the effort, the expense, it's crazy. So again, make sure you get people done. And, you know, the company we use is Before You Bid. I'm sure there are other companies out there, competitors. You can find a good local builder, whatever it is, but find a proposition for your vendor that's affordable and for your buyers that's affordable, that's convenient, that's transparent, giving people the right advice, and people are accessible so they can respond to that. So, yeah, for me, that's important. Things like finance, you know, you have to have a great mortgage broker on speed dial, someone that's prepared to go out at 8 o'clock on a Friday night before an auction, for someone that just saw the property and go and get them pre-qualified and talk them through the options. These things, from an agency point of view, I think the old, you know, fashioned view that, well, an agent's job is to sell the property, that's really outdated. An agent's job is to help someone with everything they need so they can confidently move forward and easily buy the property that they want. That's my view. And on the sell side, again, REA study said the most stressful part of selling a sale for most people was actually the preparation for the sale. So what are you doing to help them prepare? Do you have a gardener, a cleaner, a detailer, all of those people? Do you have them on speed dial so you can help people quickly get the property ready for sale? I know Alex Phillips, who's a great agent at PPD, and Alex has always, and he and Prue is his general manager, and they get their clients' properties ready very, very quickly and very, very easily. And that has been one of his points of difference, and one of the things that's allowed him to become very, very successful is he has made, you know, buying and selling property a bit easier. So, you know, whatever you're doing, just make sure that from a consumer perspective, you are doing everything that's needed to help buyers and sellers do what they want to do.
John, I'll just extend on a couple of other things that agents tell me has been great at shifting the dial, at making it easy for customers to do business. The first one is, every time you set an appointment, within setting an appointment, you should be sending an Outlook calendar appointment to those clients. I mean, it happens in the world of business. It should happen also when you're dealing with consumers. Outlook calendar appointment straight, whether it's a listing presentation or a buyer appointment. The second one is this thing about, you know, when you go off and you look at a property and people expecting you to come back with a proposal, like same day proposals is what consumers expect, John. Not this thing, oh, leave it with me. Yeah, we'll get, you know, I'll get something out to you, you know, and people are waiting 3-4 days. There is no reason why someone can't have a proposal the same day sent to them saying, hey, this is what we're thinking that we'll do, and here are comparables, and here's how it's going to work, you know? John, the third thing I would say is, and I know that some agents are going to listen to this and going to say, hey, you know, Tom, no, we don't want to start this. There are real estate agents that want to make it easy for certain markets, consumers in their marketplace, and you might do it selectively for properties, but opening them up on a Sunday or opening up on other days in the week to cater for the kind of buyer in that marketplace. And I've got to tell you, John, I've got a client in New Zealand. She sold for the Prime Minister of New Zealand. She says that she opens on Saturdays, she'll open on Sunday as well. She goes, this is what my market wants.
Absolutely, Tom, and they're really good little tips. And I think that if you don't want to work on a Sunday, which is fine, you need to have time off, have a team that can help. Maybe you hire a brilliant person that just works on weekends. There are plenty of good people out there that can help out. But I agree, having Sunday opens is a great point of difference. So, yeah, look, there's some good practical little tips there, but I think the main thing is make it easy to do business with you. Make it easy to sell, make it easy to buy, and that's really critical. And I think if our listeners can do some of those things we've suggested today, that's exactly the direction the industry is going, and they'll start building market share.
Yeah, and I know, John, you guys do at McGrath's, and I know all the strong agents are doing it. They're pretty much making it easy for clients to actually sign paperwork now, whether it's DocuSign, you know, it's a Secure Exchange, Adobe, whatever. They're just making it more and more easy using technology to make people make decisions and not have their lives disrupted too much. Absolute pleasure, Johnny. Have a great week. We'll be back, guys and girls, next week to do another topic on Million Dollar Agent. We've got a couple of weeks to Easter. Enjoy. Everyone's going to get a bit of a pit stop over that Easter break. Johnny, have a great week.
Thanks, Tom. Bye, everyone.